morning. Go ahead and turn your Bibles over to Romans chapter 5. It's a time in our service we take to remember our Lord, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. It's meant to be a reverent time. It's meant to be a time of reflection. It's meant to be a time where we really think about all that Jesus did for us on Calvary, but not just that. Also remembering what he's doing for us today. You know, unless you're living under a rock, you know that Valentine's Day was this past week. You know? Woo, woo. Yeah, you know. And it's always such an interesting week. I think, you know, when you're young, Valentine's Day can kind of only go one of two ways. Either it's really great or it's really poorly. But, you know, once you get older, you're kind of like, you know, it's just, you know, it's a day. Well, it depends, you know. Saw a meme this week that said, you know, when you're young married and it's Valentine's Day, there's generally a trip to a restaurant and flowers and candy and a card and, you know, a really special evening. After you've been married about 20 years, you go to the store and you're like, a card costs $9? How about this? You don't get me a card, and I won't get you a card, but I love you. You know? It's kind of how it goes. But, you know, it's so funny because every year Natasha tries to get me to fall for the trap. You've heard it. You know the trap. You know, I'll get some line along, you know, a phrase that'll say something like, honey, do not get me anything for Valentine's Day. I really mean it. And I refuse to fall for the trap. You know, I don't do it, you know? But it's interesting. I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, or in January, my family got in a car accident. And that night, after the car accident, we took the children to Children's Healthcare. And Noelle got x-rays. And they showed her x-rays afterwards. And they said, hey, you know, these are your lungs. And here's your heart right over here. And she goes, that's not my heart. Why isn't it shaped? How do you do it? Why isn't it shaped like this? And actually, an interesting story about that heart icon that is so familiar to us. It's actually a representation of two human hearts together. Because if you look at one human heart, it actually doesn't make that shape. But a representation of love are when two human hearts come together. Yeah, you know, it's really cool. And so, you know, all week long we've been looking at demonstrations of love. Whether it be cards, flowers, candy, texts, dinners. You know, personally, I think it was some economist's idea. Valentine's Day was just some economist's idea to stimulate the economy after Christmas, you know. We always have, you know, just a bunch of money spent and poured in to show how we want to demonstrate our love. I want to look at a scripture very quickly that talks about how God demonstrates his love for us. In Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6, it says this. For while we were still helpless, at just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For very rarely will someone die for a just person. Though for a good person, perhaps someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we have now been declared righteous by his blood, will we be saved through him from wrath? For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life? And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. If you ever study it, the Greeks had sort of, they didn't just have one word for love. They had several words for love because they felt like love couldn't be encapsulated in just one word. And so you might have heard before, there's a concept or idea of phileo love. Anybody ever been to Philadelphia? What does that mean? The city of brotherly love, right? And so phileo love is kind of a friendship love. It's like the love between two friends or love between two brothers. You've also got the concept of eros love, Valentine's Day, right? Same root of the word that we get romance or erotic from is eros love. And then finally, one of the other loves, you probably heard it before, is what the type of love that God has for us. And this is called agape love. And what agape love is it's a will, it's a decision to love somebody before they've done anything to merit or deserve it. It's when you choose to love someone. It's, for example, that first time you see your newborn baby. You choose at that moment that you're going to love them for the rest of your life. Right? It's like the Good Samaritan. He saw somebody hurt and damaged on the road, and he chose to go show him love. And ultimately, it's the expression of love that God has for us when he chose to send Jesus to die on the cross. See, God's representation of love isn't necessarily the two hearts coming as one. It's God's whole heart being given to us before we did anything. Before we did anything to reciprocate or to show that we merited it or deserved it. Because the beauty of the cross is Jesus died for us, not necessarily because we deserved it, but because we needed it. It's an act of compassion, what Jesus did on the cross. So all week long, we've been thinking about love, I'm sure. Maybe too much. Maybe you're tired of it and you're glad Valentine's Day is finally over. You know, but as we go to the tables today to take communion, let's really focus on the fact that God loved us when we were his enemies. Not on your best day, not the best version of you, the worst version of you. God chose to love. While we were still helpless and hopeless, God said, I'm going to send my son to die for them. While we were still sinners, that's when Christ died for us. Let's pray. Father, I'm